Great. So this is just my non-disclosure statement. I have no relationships to disclose. So very quickly, jumping in, actually, I'm going to keep on this slide first so you don't get distracted by that one. So just a little bit of background. The federal standards that were developed to improve the use of electronic health records, which I'm going to refer to as EHRs throughout the rest of the talk, are collectively referred to as meaningful use. And these standards, they set standards for provider use of the EHRs. And the intent of the Federal Meaningful Use Program was to improve the health of children and adults through the adoption and use of EHRs. However, pediatricians have faced unique obstacles with participation in the Federal Meaningful Use Program. There are known problems with EHR functionality to support pediatric care. There are also issues with the alignment of meaningful use incentives with child health priorities. And also, the current structure of the Meaningful Use Program puts pediatricians at a disadvantage when compared with clinicians who care for adults, leading to wide variability in pediatrician participation in the program across states. So what does that variability look like? I'm not sure if you can read the states' names at the bottom, but essentially there's wide variability across states when it comes to pediatrician registration in the Meaningful Use Program. As you can see, nearly 70% participation rate in states like North Dakota, which is far left. But then when you get to the far right, there's just a 10% pediatrician registration rate in the Meaningful Use Program in New Jersey, Georgia, Hawaii. So what has led to this, wide range of variability? A lot of it comes down to the fact that pediatric providers have fewer opportunities to participate in the Meaningful Use Incentive Program. For pediatricians, if they want to get these incentive payments for using electronic health records, they actually have to exceed a threshold of 20% of their encounters have to be with Medicaid-insured children. In contrast, providers who treat adults can opt to participate through either the Medicare Electronic Health Record Incentive Program, which has no patient threshold, or the Medicaid Electronic Health Record Incentive Program, which does have a 30% threshold. But for pediatricians, qualifying for this Meaningful Use Program through Medicaid is more difficult, particularly when you compare it to adult providers who are going through the Medicare program, which again has no patient threshold. Firstly, because achieving this Medicaid pediatric threshold of 20% of patient encounters is very challenging. And this is in part because Medicaid panels vary based in part on each state's reimbursement rates and policies. For example, some states such as New Jersey, Illinois, Texas, California, the percentage of pediatricians accepting Medicaid payments is low, in part due to small or delayed or unpredictable reimbursements and varying in-state market dynamics. A second reason why we're seeing this variability across states of registration in the Meaningful Use Program is that children who are enrolled in a state's separate CHIP program are actually excluded from the patient threshold calculator. And so this means that a critical group of providers who are serving lower income children are therefore being excluded from receiving these meaningful use incentive programs. There's a third reason as well that causes this variability, and that's the fact that there's a lack of centralized reporting, which has created barriers and inconsistencies for pediatricians who are interested in receiving these meaningful use incentives. For example, there are 56 different systems through which pediatricians report their meaningful use participation to their respective state or territory. And this is because of the history. So states developed their own meaningful use reporting sites for their Medicaid programs, and registration with the Meaningful Use Program became available on different dates depending on state readiness, and it was also associated with distinct requirements and documentation burdens. So For any meaningful use reporting tools, states may also require additional information that's not found in any of the federal meaningful use guidelines. And again, when you compare this to the Medicare electronic health records incentives, they have a single central federal repository that provides that providers can be, that all providers could begin reporting at the same time. And then the last reason that we think there's this variability among states is that states vary widely in their response to and support of federal initiatives, as we all know, and this includes the Meaningful Use Program. States may have moved more slowly in adopting this due to political or fiscal or policy reasons. An example of this is Florida, actually. They were participating in the Medicaid Meaningful Use Program, but then they decided not to request additional spending authority for the Medicaid flow-through Meaningful Use dollars in 2014. And as a result, pediatricians and children's hospitals who were eligible for these federal dollars did not receive their Meaningful Use incentive payments. And this actually added up to about $20 million in incentive payments for hospitals and about $50 million for eligible providers. And only with a recent Appropriations Act did Florida make it again possible for pediatricians to actually participate in the federal program. And in the meantime, while this was happening to pediatric providers and children's hospitals, adult providers who were eligible under Medicare remained able to participate in the program all along. So now that I've kind of told you about these problems, what are some potential solutions to this issue? So we suggest that one solution is universally allowing providers to include CHIP patients in their patient threshold. This would substantially increase the number of pediatricians that are eligible to participate in this meaningful use program. We also recommend, the best solution likely is just no longer requiring any patient thresholds for pediatricians' meaningful use participation, similar to Medicare. So you could establish a route to meaningful use participation more comparable to what exists for adult providers. And finally, the federal and state governments, if that doesn't happen, if full, getting rid of any patient threshold doesn't occur, federal state governments could also collaborate with private payers and health systems to offer tax credits or payment incentives to pediatricians who do not currently meet the meaningful use criteria. So that's all I've got for now, and I'm happy to take your questions after all the other panelists. Thank you.